Tu Korero Kai Pakihi now. Kim Savage, our business reporter, is in with us. Kim, kia ora, good morning. What is going on with the markets firstly?
Good morning. Taking a look at Wall Street to begin with. Closed modestly higher at the end of last week. Inflation issues remaining front of mind. Attention this week on the meeting of the Federal Reserve there. Dow Jones a fraction higher. The S&P 500 a fifth of a percent higher. And the NASDAQ about a third of a percent higher. As for our own top 50 index, it closed up 32 points, a quarter of a percent. And it begins the week at 12,550. And on the currency front, New Zealand dollar 71.3 US cents and 92.4 Australian.
Looking to Thursday later in the week, latest economic figures set to be released. What's expected there?
This is GDP, of course, for the March quarter. Consensus among pundits is that the economy is likely to have grown by about 0.7% in those 3 months. And that was after we saw the 1% contraction in the December quarter. So these forecasts are a lot more optimistic than many economists had penciled in at the end of last year, with fears that the absence of foreign tourists over the summer could send the country into another double dip recession. Westpac acting chief economist Michael Gordon says strong domestic spending and construction activity has managed to keep the economy afloat.
We did have a forecast of a flat result for March quarter GDP. That would have been following a 1% drop we had the previous quarter. Our flat call was really reflecting the idea that it could have gone one way or another. It was really the question of the balance between the impact of losing overseas visitors over the summer period versus what was happening in terms of local demand. And it looks like it's really tipped in favour of the latter.
And more coming up from Michael Gordon later in the hour.
Now, also today, the government being urged to delay implementing its new housing tax law until next year.
So we have, it has released a 143-page housing tax discussion report. This is, KPMG has done this, following a suite of announcements in March designed to cool the housing market. So this report proposes removing the interest deductibility rules on rented residential property, changing the definitions around new builds and numerous other technical and transitional issues. The new legislation, of course, set to come into effect in October, but Rachel Piper, a tax partner at the advisory firm KPMG, says the law should come into force at the start of April next year instead.
By that stage, we'd expect the legislation would have been enacted, so taxpayers then can then take tax positions and make decisions based on legislation that's actually in force, rather than trying to guess as to where eventually, you know, it will land. Obviously, you know, things like taking positions for paying provisional tax are important, that you actually know what the rules will look like.
And more coming up from Rachel Piper at 10 to 7, when I'll be back with all the latest in business and an update from the markets too.